Hello, dear listener. It's James here on the 30th of June 2014, the last day of Audio Mode, day 30. I'm picking and choosing which ones I do. I think I've only missed a couple. But the topic I want to discuss this evening is one that's of some concern to me. It's Facebook's behaviour. I was pointed to an article by Beth reporting that they have been carrying out some kind of behavioural testing on a couple of hundred thousand of their users. Whereby, I think it was back in 2012, they changed the news feeds of these users either to limit the number of negative things other people were saying to find out if the users posted more positive things, or vice versa. They'd remove more positive posts and see if the users posted more negative things, you know, to find out whether what they read influences what they post. I'm going to put aside, in spite of the fact it's pretty much the whole crux of the issue, whether Facebook had any right or any duty, any right to do it or any duty to explain that they were about to do it, you know, with a scientific experiment of that sort, one would need full disclosure, one would need all the equipment required to make sure the measurement was fair. And one would suggest possibly even that the subjects were willing to participate. But I'm going to take that and leave it to one side and put my concern is, can we trust Facebook? I don't think we can anymore. And I'm in a real dilemma, a real conundrum, because I know that Facebook already chooses what posts it allows me to see. I've seen so many people complain that the app and the mobile version and possibly even the website keeps defaulting to top stories rather than most recent stories. I'm not interested in what it believes are the top stories because it's almost like a self-fulfilling thing. The person you read or interact with most will continue to be the person you interact with most, even if there is somebody who posts something unbelievably interesting, cogent, and relevant that you don't communicate with so often. Moreover, it is directing our use of an online application through, you know, without our control. But the problem I have is that I use it as an online scrapbook to share with my family, my close friends, and even people who I went to school with, people who live in my former hometown who share photos, members of groups like the Very Boring Group, people who post photos in pictures that fascinate and intrigue. Yeah, little special interest groups. That if Facebook wasn't there, or if I were to close my Facebook account, I wouldn't have those interactions. And I would potentially not lose touch with them to some degree. No, to a great degree, because it is unlikely that one would be any more than likely than to send Christmas cards. So, you know, it would become that. In fact, not even that. There are some people who I went to school with who I wouldn't even know where to send a Christmas card to. And yet we still have a little bit of banter. I play Words with Friends with someone I went to school with, which is a Zynga app which is owned by Facebook. So I would absolutely love to move on from Facebook because I'm not happy with what it lets me see. However, what it does let me see is as close as I could possibly get to what I want to see. So, and of course, I've just had a reflection, of course, that I'm not paying for any of this. What I'm actually getting is something free because I'm licensing them to do these experiments, to control the data I get based on my, as they say, they call it the social graph. I'm a participant, an unwilling participant, and the temptation to close my account has happened so many times. I just wish I knew what to do. If only everybody was on Twitter. But then again, Twitter is very much for making new contacts and friends. I would say 75%, even 80% of the people on Twitter are people I didn't know outside Twitter. I've seen them as friends of followers or followers, or seen hashtags and connected to them that way, possibly even Instagram, even some from other accounts like Audioboo and Instagram, and I've linked them back to the Twitter account, although that's more difficult now that Twitter has closed back their API. Yeah, social networking is an interesting stage in its development. The growth has almost plateaued, and or plateaued makes me sound rather pretentious, doesn't it? The growth has almost plateaued, and now they're trying to fine-tune, almost sort of jockey for position in the market that they particularly have. And it's not pleasant. None of that part of it is pleasant. The fun has almost gone away, hasn't it, really? And we're left with something with tools and systems that don't really work to our benefit, but have the critical mass of users that if we didn't use them, if we moved over to, for example, app.net, or even some of the open source social network tools, of which there are many, we simply wouldn't have the connections to be able to be made. So I don't know what to do, and I'll probably leave it there, because I'm still not going to know what to do tomorrow or next week, or possibly by the end of the year, unless Facebook does something horrendous, or something new and shiny comes along and everybody starts using it. I wonder if that'll happen. Maybe I need to start coding. Bye for now.